pedestrian for years and rode upon the buses. I've had arguments with a conductor, though I don't know what the fuss is. I've been dominated by pugnacious little tiddlers. When you stick them in a uniform, they act like Adolf Hitlers. Bad enough. Oh, there's a car salesman down our street, a sharkish kind of chap. Bad breath beneath his yellow teeth and a fin sticking out of his back. Well, he promised me such an honest deal, and I thought, what a charming fellow. So I gave him the cash and he gave me the keys to this car he painted yellow. My little yellow motor car has been in the garage for months. I'm feeling kind of peeved that mechanics had his chance. It causes so much trouble that I feel financial strain. And I swear I'll never buy a little yellow car again. I've had enough. I'm going mobile. Well, 10 minutes of luxury motoring, temperatures start to rise. For the cylinder head was sellotaped onto my naive surprise. In the carburetor was a worn French letter from a mobile schizophrenic. So I called up on the services of clever car mechanics. And my little yellow motor car has been in the garage for months. I'm feeling kind of peeved that mechanics had his chance. It causes so much trouble that I feel financial strain. And I swear I'll never buy a little yellow car again. He says, come here, son, I'm a philosopher. Your dynamo is far too slow, as anyone can see. I've studied those flashing blinkers at the university. And the clever academic, well, he went quite manic at my gearbox differential. He says, your piston rings do not exist, they're philosophically existential. That'll be £3.50 plus VAT, and you are just nothing but a cultural construction. You need to see a psychologist, so I did. Well, I took it to a clinic for a diagnostic test from the motor psychoanalyst, who said he'd try his best to explore the fundamental motivation of my manner by repressing my illusions with his ratchet and his spanner. He says, come here, son, let's have a look at that bonnet. Open that bonnet, let's look at your subconscious drive shaft. I know, I can see it from here. Come on. It's the interactive ego of mechanical intent, causing Freudian anxieties with an autophobic vent. You need psychosexual counselling to stop your clutch from leaking. And if the engine coughs, exhaust falls off, it's just attention seeking. Ignore it, it'll go away. That's £75. My little yellow motor car has been in the garage for months. I'm feeling kind of peeved that mechanics had his chance. It causes so much trouble that I feel financial strain. And I swear I'll never buy a little yellow car again. I've had enough. Perhaps I'll buy a bicycle to save up on the cost of the clever car mechanics and my depreciating loss. I'll go environmental and fight for Greenpeace causes if I get a horse to pull the car behind me for the roses. And my little yellow motor car's been in the garage for months. I'm feeling kind of peeved that mechanics had his chance. It causes so much trouble that I feel financial strain. And I swear I'll never buy a little yellow car again.